Hello and welcome to Campus Connection with Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis on this Wednesday, April 3rd. And Burns, the OSU Wind Ensemble making a big trip next month.
They are indeed, Kelly. The Wind Ensemble is one of the real gems here at OSU, and they have been invited, one of the very few groups invited, to Japan, to the Japan Band Clinic. Our 52-member Wind Ensemble will be touring the country of Japan, which will be an exciting experience for them. But it's another indication of the caliber, the high caliber of our OSU music department and the students that are there. They're going to perform, to actually debut, a piece entitled Peace and Light Rising by Edward Knight, who's at our private sister university, Oklahoma City University. It's written as a prayer for the victims of the 2011 Japanese tsunami. The ensemble conductor, Joseph Massal, said that the special piece will be a musical gift from Oklahoma to Japan. So it's going to be a great trip for our students. They'll learn a lot, and I know that they will reflect very well on the music department here at Oklahoma State.
Another big cultural event happening right here on campus Friday, and it's a collaboration between the OSU Music Department and the Art Department. What can you tell us about a live painting with Yadaka Fields?
Well, Yadaka Fields is a very noted artist who actually, he's an Oklahoman. He's a Native American. He's a member, actually, of three tribes, the Cherokee, Creek, and Osage tribes. His studio is in Brooklyn, New York, however, but he will be here. As you know, we are remodeling the beautiful post office downtown, the old WPA-era post office, into the new OSU Art Museum. And Yadaka Fields is actually doing a mural for that structure, which will mirror would be opposite of another mural that was done back in the 30s when the post office was built. Anyway, he's going to be on campus, though, with our OSU art students, and they're going to be working on a 10-panel mural while our music students perform. So it's kind of a combination of the arts here. But the completed work will then be installed in the Saratine Performing Arts Center. The event's at 6 p.m. Friday on the Student Union Plaza, and is open to the public. Yadaka Fields is really a very special individual, and we couldn't be more excited about this.
And finally, Burns, it's time for another membership drive here at KOSU. Of course, listeners make up our largest and most stable source of funding. And we've got something to brag about, too, this time around. One of our student reporters, Quentin Chandler, is a winner of an award from the Society of Professional Journalists.
Yeah, Quentin, that's really impressive, and I congratulate Quentin and, of course, KOSU. We appreciate the great job you all do, Kelly. You do a wonderful job of bringing a balance of news and information. And Ann and I always try to support you, and we encourage everyone to do what they can. But once again, congratulations to Quentin Chandler. That's really a great recognition.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.